In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What is your goal in life? This is the question, my brethren, that I wanted to ask you today. What is your goal in this life? What are you working for? If you are young, perhaps you want to study or simply to work. If you work, perhaps your goal is simply to get more money, to be able to have a nice house, to have a nice car, to have more comfort. If you are not married, perhaps your only thought is to get married. And if you are married, your wish may be just to be a good spouse and to take care of your children. It's fair. It's all fair. But it's not enough. It's not enough. So on this first Sunday of Advent, I come to remind you of your calling. I come to remind you of the great, and I would say, the unique goal of your entire life. My brethren, why did God create you? He created you to be holy in His presence. So the goal of your existence is holiness and nothing less. You are called to be holy. And all the other goals you may have in this life must be directed towards this higher goal. You can make a lot of money. You can have many college degrees. But if you do not become holy, which is the goal of your life, what is the point? My brethren, the truth is that if we are not looking for holiness, we are wasting our lives. If we are not concretely working on holiness, we are not accomplishing the most important task that God Himself gave us, which is to work on our salvation and be holy as He Himself is holy. God came down to earth in order to lead us to heaven. So we have this calling to eternal life. To see God face to face, that's the promise. But on our side, we must look for holiness. Holiness is not only for priests and nuns, but it is for all. Because all of us are called to go to heaven. And we will not go to heaven without holiness of life. Sometimes we get trapped into our worldly concerns, and we forget the supernatural goal of our lives. My brethren, we cannot allow ourselves to spend even one single day forgetful of our calling to eternal life, forgetful of our calling to holiness. But we must keep this calling always in front of our eyes. To be holy in His presence. This is the main goal of our life. But when we have a goal, if we really want to achieve it, we need to put into practice the means which are necessary in order to make it happen. Otherwise, it could be said that we do not really desire to achieve our goal. So as we know that our divine calling is to be holy, so we needed to put into practice the means necessary to achieve holiness. Because if we don't, it may be said of us, and with reason, that we do not care too much about our eternal salvation. And we can find in the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, which we read today, the program to follow in order to achieve our goal. The apostle gives us a wonderful exhortation for this first day of Advent, when we are called to renew our desire for holiness. He says, "My brethren, it's time for us to wake up, because at each day we come closer to the day of our judgment. So while we still have time, we must cast off the works of darkness. We must put aside all the things that are sinful in our lives. And we should put on the armor of light, which means a life of virtue." And he continues, "Let us walk honestly, as if we were always under the gaze of God, as we indeed are. And let us avoid gluttony, drunkenness, and any type of impurity. Let us avoid fights and envy, but let us follow the example of our dear Lord Jesus Christ." So in these words, St. Paul gives us the two means which are necessary for us to achieve holiness. The first one is that we cast off the works of darkness. that we leave behind everything that is sinful in our lives. And these works of darkness are seven: gluttony, lust, sloth, greed, wrath, envy, and pride. Even though we may be attacked by any of these passions, yet each one of us has what we call a predominant fault, which is a passion that attacks us the most and inclines us more strongly to sin against God. And I think we all know, or should know, what this predominant fault is for each one of us. So in order to cast off the works of darkness, we must, my brethren, be resolved to overcome all the sinful tendencies of our nature, especially our predominant fault. Concretely, not only here, concretely, we must be resolved not to give in to sin anymore, without any exception, without any compromise. But the problem is that sometimes we get attached to our sins, and we hold unto them as if they were a little treasure that we do not want to give away. No, my brethren. But we must renounce our sins. We must reject anything that takes us away from God, and that take God away from us. Yes, it requires strength, courage, fortitude. But we must be willing to do it. We cannot be okay with a life of sin. Why would someone remain in a state of sin, knowing that we have the sacrament of confession? So we must repent of our sins and make the firm decision to be faithful to God and to avoid sin at all costs. And if we do that, our Lord will help us to carry on this resolution. But we need this decision, this willingness to avoid sin. So avoid sin is necessary, is essential to achieve the goal of our life, which is holiness. However, this is not all. If the first step for holiness is negative, in the sense that it tells us what to avoid, the second step has a more positive aspect, because it tells us what we have to do. And the second step for holiness is that we put on the armor of light, which means that we are to lead a life of virtue in imitation of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and the saints. In another translation of St. Paul, we read that we are to take up the weapons of light. in order to fight against the works of darkness. And these weapons of light are 7 in number. Penance, modesty, prayer, almsgiving, meekness, fraternal charity, and humility. And we should try to practice all of them. But we have to give a special place to the virtue which is directly opposed to our predominant passion. So against gluttony, we need penance. Against lust, we need modesty or chastity. Against sloth, we need prayer, spiritual reading. Against greed, we need generosity, almsgiving. Against wrath, we need meekness, patience. Against envy, we need fraternal love, fraternal charity. And against pride, we need humility. These are the weapons of light, and that's how we fight. So, my brethren, these are the means to achieve our goal, to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, to avoid sin and to lead a life of virtue. That's how we become saints, according to the plan of God for each one of us. So as we start this blessed time of Advent, I beg you to remember every single day your call to holiness. This is the goal of your existence, the reason why God brought you into this world, the reason why He became a man and died on the cross. So if you miss this goal, you understand that you will have failed completely. No matter how much money and how many properties or college degrees you may have. But if you take into heart your call to be holy, if you strive to avoid sin and to lead a life of virtue every single day of your life, then I can assure you, in the name of God Himself, that you will succeed, that your name will be famous and written in golden letters, not on earth, but in heaven, and that you will be one day with God and His saints forever and ever. This is a promise. So, my brethren, don't lose sight of the most important goal you have in this life, which is holiness, and nothing less than holiness. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.